There was a time in my life when pattern recognition consisted of little more than realizing I had repeatedly uttered the same expletive as I slammed the same toe against the same leg of the same coffee table. But when I began to develop an interest in things other than self, a tapestry of someone else's design began to unfold, revealing the cyclical nature of time and favoring glimpses of something larger. God weaves the totality of reality with an infinite thread count, spotlighting portions with such selective intensity, holding our attention must seem to Him like child's play. It's when we pull back the threadbare curtain of our own core values that we sometimes want to lower all the stage lights. Perhaps it is the disconnect between the talk we talk and the walk we walk that makes us feel exposed. Then again, it would seem being conflicted is a part of being human. We may not see the value of opposition, but the person that designed the hands with which we weave certainly did. Appreciating a loyal opposition is a bit more difficult than learning to value the purpose-built opposable thumb. The first question put to the loyalist must be, loyal to what? It's not just a matter of being equally yoked. It's one of also being usefully yoked, part of a team pulling in the same direction. While contrariness grows tiresome, as resistance to every proposal wears us down, when impedance for its own sake seems to be all-pervasive at times, we should realize that these things also serve a purpose. Many of us who were born and raised in a political town like Washington, D.C., are conditioned to have a hard time relaxing, even when things appear to be going well. When things are too easy, we ask, "What's your angle?" We wonder, "Where's the gotcha?" And we worry, "What's this going to cost?" As I think about being conflicted, I'm reminded of a group called the Youngbloods and an old drinking song they recorded in the 60s called Euphoria. It builds rather amusing imagery with the line, "Out of your mind, reelin' and a rockin' with your inside bosses squealin' and a squawkin'." In the same way, persons of faith don't actively seek bones of contention that put us at odds with a loyal opposition. We do not love our enemies simply for the purpose of defeating them, even when we want our values to emerge victorious. We recognize that a loyal opposition is often true to certain goals or principles shared by us while opposing perhaps our methods. We love others in ways that help them to defeat those things that impair their vision, misdirect their motivation, and impede or attenuate their joy. Such a prayerful effort informs us so that we too may serve in the most appropriate manner. The way we deal with a loyal opposition is to recognize the myriad ways human endeavor serves the divine purpose. Truly inspired leadership simply cannot exist without this purpose. Moses did not condescend from a platform built with inherited wealth. He got down in the mud and pushed alongside his Hebrew brethren. Christ did not gain the throne of glory by arbitrary assumption. Sure, he conducted a high-profile public ministry, but his workaday service leading up to that was important as well. He was made lower than the angels for a time and for a reason. He lived and labored among working men and women, and, as a humble carpenter, he built high-integrity relationships as well as trustworthy boats upon which mortal lives would depend. The highly integrated personality of Jesus exhibits nothing of a defeatist sentiment. Sure, in certain cases, we should come to accept that some things are best left as they are. But then sometimes we simply need to develop more understanding and strength before we can intelligently make changes, untie ourselves, punch our way out of a box, or blow through an artificial ceiling. At times, we have become separated from God as the life and teachings of Jesus were somehow eclipsed. We may have traded the obligations of discipleship for a form of chameleonship within what amounts to a personality cult. In extreme cases, We would even place our trust in a human being intent on building walls within our minds, thereafter lining those walls in rigid lath coated with an impenetrable psychosclerotic plaque. Sometimes, those walls come to resemble a system of mazes, complete with triggers and traps. Altruistic leaders know how to provide wholesome fruit. They also recognize the contrasts between licentious behavior and the exercise of true liberty. In the unified personality of Jesus, we see just how the true mastery of self is achieved. He was not locked into a life and death struggle between the animal nature and the spirit, although he was actively and calmly engaged in spiritual warfare. In reflecting upon those times, and even now, we can sense the command presence.